Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You know, every morning I wake up and I legit, like, because I'm...
Every morning I wake up. Put that in the podcast.
If there's a place you gotta go, I'm the one you need to know. I'm the map. I'm the map, I'm the map. If there's a place you gotta get, I can get you there, I bet. I'm the map. I'm the map.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It just keeps getting better.
Yes, it does.
And welcome back to Map, the Mad About Pop Culture podcast, where we talk all things pop culture, from movies to TV shows to music to all pop culture things there is. yeah. news, everything. Mm-hmm. One of the fastest and loosest podcasts out there. I'm your host, Sega Singh, and joining me today is Gushi Joshi, a.k.a. Joshua.
What's up, mate?
How you doing, buddy?
Oh, yeah, it's just another one of those weeks, eh?
Another day, another dollar.
Another day in paradise.
Oh, when isn't it another day in paradise, mate? Let me tell you.
Oh, mate. Oh, like, I can't get over the fact, you know, like, we're in lockdown and everything, and then work is just like, oh, they're so demanding, and like, it's very obvious that we need more people in our job.
Yeah.
But it's like, oh, nah, we're not going to hire anyone because, like, you know.
Lockdown.
You know, yeah, lockdown.
isn't that a mad excuse for everyone now? Like, just because we're in lockdown and, like, it just goes to shit.
We should just stop all work for the next 2 weeks.
and then, just get paid for it, but still.
Yeah. But then, like, you know, I'm over it. I'm over it.
Yeah.
How about you? How's everything going with you?
Yeah, good, man. Like, it's kind of hard. Like, I'm started slacking off a little bit on my my gym gains.
Oh, no.
Because the gyms haven't been open, so I went and bought myself some weights from Rebel Sports the other day.
Oh, yeah.
And mate, I've lost my strength, like...
Wow, that's fast.
In the two weeks, I've lost my strength. Like, I was able to do, like, easy dumbbell curls. I could do, I was doing 20 kilo dumbbell curls. Man, I was struggling to do 10. Like,
did you get one of those adjustable weight sets?
Not the one that you're looking for. My one is more like you have to take off the weights and put them on, kind of.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Not the adjustable one. The reason why I didn't get the adjustable one was it was a bit too pricey. And then for legit a quarter of that price, I got a 50 kilo set, which came with a barbell, like a bench press barbell, and two dumbbell, but with weights equaling to 50 kilos.
Right.
Which was not bad. So that's the, I ordered a, you remember last time we were talking about that multi-gym set?
Mm.
Yeah, so I ordered that.
Nice.
I ordered that, so that's coming in soon with more weights. So yeah, that's, you know.
Cool, you're going to have a home gym soon.
Home gym, and then I don't have to go to the gym.
That's right, you can save a lot of money then.
Oh yeah. you know, to speaking of staying home, what about this new team up of people staying home due to lockdown? Korg and Deadpool. What was that all about?
That was what a segue, mate.
thank you.
Yeah. So, mate, you watched that trailer, yeah?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I don't know what that was. That was like a reaction to a trailer.
Yeah, and it's not even like a Marvel.
It's not movie. For Marvel, yeah.
It's not for Marvel, but they've chucked their Marvel characters in there.
And people like it's confirmed Deadpool's in the MCU. I'm like,
yeah,
that doesn't confirm anything, man. It was just an ad for
it's an ad for Free movie. Guy.
It's an ad for Free Guy.
Yeah,
not for the MCU.
Yeah, and the two actors just happen to be in it.
Exactly. And I love how they're playing it off as if they've never acted in any other movie together.
Yeah,
like because you know how they were in Green Lantern.
Yeah.
They're both in Green Lantern, and they're like, "Oh, what's Green Lantern?" They legit
that doesn't
both
exist.
Yeah, exactly. They just both want to kill it.
Yeah, Deadpool changed the. I'm pretty sure Deadpool went back in time and changed that the fact that movie ever existed.
Exactly. It's so funny.
What's Green Lantern?
What's Green Lantern?
Even I don't know what that is.
Yeah, and then yeah, it was alright. It was funny.
Yeah, it's good to see them interacting those two characters together. Unexpected, absolutely unexpected. Like no one woke up in the morning thinking we'd get Korg and Deadpool together.
No way. But that was something cool. I like that. That was, and I love the motion. Like normally stuff like this, they'll like cheap out, but like they went hard out on the motion capture for Korg. Like you could see every fine detail.
That's like 6K footage right there. Like you can see every pore on his face.
Exactly. Hey, does this confirm that Deadpool's Noob Master 69?
No. And I'll tell you why.
I know, it's the Xbox guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah. So yeah, moving on. This whole week's just been a massive week for Marvel. Like,
oh, huge.
I'm telling you, like this has been like the biggest week for Marvel. It is so like unbelievable. Like, I think I saw this meme, and it was like DC puts out something. DC puts out a new Suicide Squad trailer. Marvel. New episode of Loki, Black Widow drops, new What If trailer, new Spider-Man, No Way Home, promo pics, pop vinyls. It was just like, and DC's just like, Suicide Squad.
Yeah, and then they try to drop pop vinyls as well, and it's like,
yeah, but like, what? But like, can we call like Suicide Squad like a sort of a Marvel movie, because it kind of looks like a Marvel movie because James Gunn is directing it.
Exactly. And they advertised it with saying, oh, he's the director of Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of weird. But sticking on to that trailer theme, the Marvel What If trailers came out, and I am disappointed and sort of understanding why, but Robert Downey Jr. is not the voice of Tony Stark in this. They've got someone else.
I did not know that.
It's someone else.
Right.
So, pretty much Doctor Strange, Captain Marvel, Captain America, I think Iron Man, Tony Stark. There was other people as well that didn't come back to do the recording for this.
Hmm.
Like, they got majority of them, but there's some that didn't come back.
Right, right.
But speaking of the trailer, like, speaking of whoever was still in there, some pretty cool, interesting footage that we saw. Like, I got a feeling that all these episodes that are going to be dropped are going to be connected.
To main MCU?
No, not to main MCU. I mean, connected with each other.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, as in, like, but because the reason why I'm saying this is because you see Peggy Carter, Captain Britain, talking to Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
Yeah. So is that in the first episode, or is that, like, all intertwined? And because when you go and check out the cast on IMDb, it just says they're all voiced for one episode.
Right.
Who knows? Like, who knows if it could connect or intertwine together? But it kind of looks like as if they're doing like a sort of like a Dark Avengers or a different Avengers multiverse in that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Like, because you see that first, from the first Avengers movie, the spin around that they do, the hero shot.
Mm.
And then they cut it with the other people, like Gamora, like the
Guardians, and yeah,
the Guardians, Killmonger, and all that. So,
yeah,
it sounds interesting, man. What were your thoughts on that as well?
Yeah, it looks quite interesting, and I think, you know, they're still a little bit secretive with it. I think it's more of a teaser than a trailer. I think it doesn't give much away. It just shows us that there's going to be a lot of different stories, but it's just, you know, like I don't know what to expect right now, and I think that's kind of a good thing.
Yeah, it keeps you in suspense. Like, you don't want to know what are they doing and what's happening and stuff like that, because I like it, because I have no idea what's happening, to be honest. Like, nobody knows what's gonna happen, and that's the kind of trailers that I like. That it's as if it's like, this seems pretty interesting, and I'm keen to see where they're going. It's coming out. It's got a release date. It's, I think it's 10th of August.
It's August, right? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, another couple of weeks from now. So,
wow, already.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, we're maybe about 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah. Speeding through this year, man.
Yeah. I know. Jeez.
Absolutely speeding through this year. Do you see people just breaking the lockdown laws?
Oh, multiple times.
Oh, mate.
The other day, there's a park up the road from me. I went there. I went there, and now you can only exercise in groups of two, like two people.
Yeah, two people.
Unless you're from the same household.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's a loophole. So basically, for example, you and your brother and me and my sister, we can work out together.
Yeah.
And it'll still be fine because you're from the same household. You and your brother are from the same household. Me and my sister from the same household. You're two people. I'm two people, you know.
Yeah.
That's the loophole. But, I went past and there was this guy doing PT sessions there. And there was like four people on one circuit.
What?
And I was like, yeah, exactly. That was my reaction. It's like, what the hell? What's happening?
Yeah.
Like totally, man. Like, seriously, dude. Like, what are you doing?
They wonder why the cases keep going up.
I know.
Like, same thing happens at Woolworths. Like, when I'm either shopping or at work. Yeah. Like, you know how it's supposed to be like one person shopping per household?
Yeah, the whole family comes.
Yeah. Not even that. No, even worse.
Really?
Roommates. I've seen a group of three roommates just chilling, going around casually around the shop, even though Gladys Butter Chicken said no browsing.
Oh my god! Oh my god! That's so good.
I stole that one from Teddy. I don't know if you know that guy, but he's on TikTok.
Teddy.
Yeah.
Teddy, that's a good one.
What a legend, eh? But yeah, like Gladys said, you know.
Chicken.
Gladys said, you're not allowed to browse. And these guys are full just hanging around browsing,
oh, well, you know, who cares?
Taking their time. And I'm like, oh, guys, seriously. You know, it frustrates me.
I know.
Like,
the message there is stay home. Stay at home.
Literally.
Stay at home.
We're at stage four lockdown because of you guys.
Yeah. Stay at home.
Stay at home.
How hard is it to stay at home?
You know, how about what else
this? How about this? How's this for a reason to stay home? Comic-Con at home.
I was literally about to say that. I was like, you know what else is happening at home?
Yeah. How about Comic-Con at home? So right. Apparently they're doing Comic-Con again online. And
I love how they were like, you know, we're not going to do this. And then and then it happens again.
Yeah. But like, I totally understand why they're doing it. But like, I don't know. How do you get to watch all this? Like the Comic-Con stuff, like the exclusive trailers and shit.
I have
like,
no idea.
Like, could you imagine if someone has like a screen recording thing and then they record like a trailer for what, an upcoming project?
It's going to happen. And like they have to drop it on YouTube the exact day that they play those trailers.
Oh yeah.
That
I think help. I think most likely what's going to happen is they'll announce some exclusives and stuff, and then if it's a paid thing, totally understand, like it's a paid thing and you get a code, and then pretty much it's like you can't do stuff. It's like you're watching a movie.
Yeah.
Kind of a segment.
Like they block the software or something.
Yeah, like Disney and Warner Brothers Marvel and Warner Brothers aren't going to be at Comic-Con because they've got their own thing anyway, so like who knows. Yeah, what a disappointment. Like, seriously.
Not like we could go anywhere anyways.
Yeah. Hey, Josh, let me ask you something, buddy. You know, you've been asking for a console, a powerful handheld console, something where you can play really good, efficient games, like hardcore games on that. It doesn't, you know, you're looking for something, you know, you want the new Xbox or the new PS5, but in a handheld version.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've been asking for that.
Yeah.
For so long, right?
Yeah.
You've been asking that for so long.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? Do I have some news for you, man? Do I've got some news for you? A PS5, but miniaturized. You can take it on the train with you once lockdown's over.
I see where you're going with this.
You know? But imagine you had all that, as well as like some mad 4K screen, like beautiful graphics, beautiful screen to go ahead with it. Sounds like the dream. What if I told you that was achievable? Like, what if I told you there's a device that's coming out this year?
What could that be?
It's got everything that you wanted, but you don't get any of that. You just get the screen. What the hell is happening with this new Switch that's coming out, man? Jesus Christ.
I was waiting for that.
We've got
some great segues on this episode.
Can we... Title of the episode.
Switch it up.
Oh, I was going to say, hashtag segues to heaven. Oh. Yes.
Yes,
title of the episode. Let me write that down, otherwise I'll forget. Segways to heaven.
Where's you know what else is forgettable? That Nintendo Switch.
Holy shit, can somebody like get rid of that shit already?
I don't know what they were thinking. It's like, okay, yeah, all right. This is what it should have been on release day. Because it's better for your eyes, right?
Yeah, do you have a Switch? No.
My brother does.
Your brother does. Ask your brother if he wants a better screen. He's not
going to want that. But I feel like for someone that has never had a Switch or never played it, this would be like the perfect thing.
Yeah, this is the perfect Switch.
Yeah.
I reckon to get. Perfect Switch to get. For me, I've got a Switch. I'm contemplating on getting it just due to the fact that the new white console looks hectic.
Yeah, white looks pretty cool.
It looks pretty cool. That's the only reason why I would get it.
Yeah.
However, if the Joy-Cons just come in white...
Yeah, couldn't you just get the Joy-Cons?
That's what I mean. I'll just get the Joy-Cons instead. But, you know, when was the original Nintendo Switch released?
Because think about it. Nintendo are, like, famous for making new consoles every few years. So it's like, all right, let's give everyone a Nintendo Switch OLED device, right?
Yeah.
What happens when they drop their new console?
So 2017, 4 years.
Yeah.
So I've had my Switch for about 4 years. I'm thinking, you know what, I might as well just get the upgrade. It's only going to cost me an extra, I think, extra maybe 200.
Can you trade in your old one?
Yeah. If you trade in your old one, you only have to pay like an extra 200 or something.
Okay.
Yeah, for a brand new Switch. Yeah, so I wouldn't mind like getting a new Switch. You know, mine's getting a bit old and it's running a little bit slow. So switch it up, get a new one and see how we go from there. But seriously, like, you know, they're going to make us wait for another maybe a couple more years before they release like the pro version and stuff. That's what everyone was hoping for. But who knows? Yes, let's go on an adventure today. Mm. And that adventure is Loki. So, So from the very top, we're just going to go, this is your one and only warning spoiler for the whole entire TV show.
Spoiler heavy.
Of Loki. Yep. So this the whole thing is going to be spoiler heavy. We're just not going to be focusing on the last episode. We're going to be talking about
our thoughts on the whole thing.
So pretty much, whoops, my thing fell off. There we go. Thoughts on the whole series and stuff. And Josh, where I want to start is I want to ask you, what was the series about?
it was about time travel. There was definitely something to do with time travel in there. and jet skis. Owen Wilson and jet skis, which we didn't get. I'm so upset.
I don't know, man.
Oh, man, I was just so waiting for Owen Wilson to get his jet ski at the end, and it didn't happen. didn't happen.
They played with my emotions.
I know. That whole series was just an emotional roller coaster, wasn't it?
Dude, wasn't it? Oh my God, there were so many things. It was just here like and there.
One after the other, man.
Yeah.
Like this Easter eggs and everything that they chucked in, the curveballs and everything.
Very heavy and stuff like that. So basically, let's start off with the app one. App one was very easy, simple, you know, just setting up Loki and...
Yeah, like each episode pretty much kind of like one-upped each other.
Yeah.
Like it just kept getting...
I think except for like, I think it was three and three? Three was just like a filler. That was the... Three. Where they were on the planet.
That was all right, yeah.
That was just like a filler episode. Like it was a good episode, but it was just more there for killing time, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you see, my favorite part of like... My favorite part of the whole series was the, I'm a hands down, anything to do with the song, I Need a Hero. Anything to do with that song, yeah, I'm just, I'm immediately just like, yep, that's the moment of the series or the movie or something. Like, you know, in the Pokemon trailer, when the Detective Pikachu came out, like that song when it came out, oh man.
They love using that song in like movies and trailers and stuff, right? Yeah.
Yeah. and then that I love how they did that I Need a Hero song. And like it was like I Need a Hero and that's for heroes. That song's for heroes, like Triumph and you know. That's when you see the heroes kicking ass and you know, going to rescue people, you know, going to help out. But in this one it was the total opposite.
Yeah.
It was I Need a Hero, but a villain is like kicking ass and like destroying the good guys pretty much. So I love the juxtaposition of that. It was just a complete opposite, but it worked so well. Like things like that, it worked really well. Soundtrack in this TV show was unbelievable.
Oh, I love the theme song as well. Like
theme song was pretty cool as well. It was really good. I'm talking about that. But yeah, man, it goes like legit 0 to 100 in like one episode. I think it was like episode four is it's kind of like sort of trying to get there. Episode six, yeah, it just like legit was just like, here you go. like 0 to 100 in 3.5 seconds. Like it just, oh my God, what a way to like finish a series and stuff like that. So
yeah,
what was your highlight just before we start?
Highlight on, of like, episode one or
in general?
Okay.
Without talking about episode six, because
okay, I was going to mention episode six.
Yeah, well, something besides episode six, because that was pretty iconic.
Okay, probably the void in episode five. That's really cool. I like how they had all those Easter eggs there, and particularly the Easter egg of Yellow Jacket from Ant-Man, because I think that's just really setting up. It's very obvious that they're setting up some kind of link from Loki into Ant-Man.
Oh yeah, 100%. Like you can totally tell. Like there are so much reference and Easter eggs that are in there. But it's so cool. Like that Yellow Jacket helmet was massive. So like, I wonder what happened there. Like, Was it like Giant Man versus Giant Ant-Man versus like a giant Yellow Jacket?
Yeah, maybe that was like in an alternate universe there was like a Nexus event where he grew instead of like shrinking.
Yeah,
and then there was just like a massive like Giant Man and Giant Yellow Jacket battle.
Yeah,
and then the TVA came and like pruned. Imagine a giant Yellow Jacket being pruned. Like, it would take forever for the thing to...
Yeah, just... this series, it was quite different to the others, like, that we've seen already on Disney+. Like, for example, like, WandaVision and Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
Like.
And also the fact that they confirmed that there's going to be a season two.
Oh, yeah. No, no. We already knew there was going to be season two. Like, it was.
Yeah.
Like, because they already. Because Tom Hiddleston signed on for a second season. So. Yeah.
Well, we knew, but not every single person out there knows. Yeah.
But, stuff like that. I love what they're doing is like they're doing what the movies were doing. So pretty much WandaVision is that magical element of Marvel. Falcon and Winter Soldier was the government side of it.
Yeah.
And then Loki is the space side of it and stuff. Yeah. So, you know, like continuing the trend, like how they were doing in the MCU, like you had Doctor Strange as like your magic and
like
all that mystic stuff, and then you had Guardians and Thor as the space. Then you had like Iron Man and Captain America as your and like Black
grounded.
Man, yeah, grounded and government Earth based kind of thing. Nothing too unnatural and freaky happens in that.
Yeah,
like if you've seen like every single Iron Man and Captain America, there's no magicians, there's no wizards, there's no space creatures or anything like that. It's all Earth-based.
Yeah.
So, which is cool. But, yeah, no, Loki really, really was amazing. What's her name? Sofia Di Martino.
Okay. There you go.
What a mad name. You think she's like Latin or Spanish or something? No, she's British.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, by far, hands down, great addition to this TV series. Like, I love
it. Nailed it. Nailed
the character.
Nailed it.
Beautiful. You know who was like a mad standout for me? Ravonna.
Oh, Judge Renslayer.
Judge.
That's a deep cut joke.
Why you misplay?
Yeah,
Judge. I know she was really good. I swear to God, I thought going in, I legit was like, this chick is gonna F some shit up.
Yeah.
She kind of did, but like and then her story arc became so confusing.
Yeah. I thought she was going to become good in episode 5.
Yeah, me too, but like by episode 6 it just became so strange and weird. It's just like
she just was like yeet. She just yeeted herself out of the
room. Yeah, exactly.
It's like what happened to her?
Like where's she going?
where is she going?
She disappeared. What is happening?
Yeah.
But, she was good. She was good in that. Like, storyline-wise, there was so many things, but the highlight came in episode 6.
Okay.
Highlight came in episode 6, and my God, holy shit. Jonathan Majors, if that guy does not win an Oscar for Best Supporting Actor in Ant-Man, I don't know. That's got to be rigged. Because his performance in Loki Episode 6 was amazing, man. Oh, my God.
He stole the show.
Oh, like, dude. Tom Hiddleston, who? Tom who? Sophia, what?
Like, they basically...
they were nothing. They literally got buried. Like, they... Mate, like, this guy outperformed the whole cast.
They may as well just rename that last episode to Kang. Because... That was not Loki.
Here's my thing on that. That's not Kang.
I would.
I'll tell you why.
Okay, I would argue with that point.
Okay, but I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why that's not Kang.
Yeah.
Okay, because he is the character who knows all.
He who remains.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the one that knows all and basically the timekeeper, the secret, the one that made the timekeeper and all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So that's his thing. He is not Kang the Conqueror. Reason being is because a variant of him is called Kang the Conqueror. A variant of him was called is Ramatut. A variant of him is Nathaniel Richards.
Yeah.
He's not Kang. He's not Kang. A variant of his is Kang. It's not the same. It's the same person, but he's going by a different name. Like Sylvie. Yeah, Sylvie is a Loki.
Yeah.
But she's going as Sylvie.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So this guy, this is what I mean. He's not going as Kang. He's not Kang. He's the version of the variant of Kang that we're going to get is him, but a different variant, but that variant's calling himself Kang.
Yeah, yeah, okay. That's basically what I was going to say, except, yeah.
Yeah. So pretty much, he's not Kang. Get that through your head, people. That's not Kang. That's not Nathaniel Richards. That's not thing. That is who, what do we say? Who's,
He Who Remains.
He Who Remains. That's him. He Who Remains. Yeah, in different variants, like he dropped that Easter egg. I've been called the leader. I've been called a conqueror.
Yeah.
That's a variant version of you.
Yeah.
So your He Who Remains, that's your identity.
Well, technically it should be Nathaniel Richards, right?
Technically it should be.
But they didn't name drop it because they didn't want people to know just yet. Like the average watcher.
Yeah.
To know.
But it will become confusing if they did, like, even with the average watcher, I don't think the average people would have known that he's Kang.
Yeah, I think that's the point that they did that. Yeah.
I love how the fact that they didn't just do like a switch thing and go, this is the person that did it all. Who is it? It's Loki. And I would have just been like, come on.
If it was another Loki, oh man.
I'd have been like, really, Marvel? That's 5 from 5? Because you know they're 4 from 4 from villains, right? So, Taskmaster, Agatha, Ralph Boner, and I forgot who the fourth one was.
Not White Vision.
No, the Red Flag. Flag Smasher.
Oh, right, yeah. Yeah.
Four villains, 4 misses. The biggest disappointment was... So just a quick side note. I saw Black Widow. And you kind of realize who the Taskmaster is very early on. Okay. They don't name drop or anything, but you, like,
right.
If you're listening and paying attention, like, it's very easy to figure out.
Right.
Who that person is.
Yeah.
But anyways, back to Loki. But I love casual viewers will have no idea who this guy is.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, and I love like. He's not name dropping because it will just become confusing because it's like Nathaniel Richards, like, oh my god, we're gonna have Fantastic Four and stuff like that. Yeah, we already know, but I think it's a bit, then it kind of limits the casting.
Yeah, they're timing it. They're timing it.
Yeah, it kind of limits the casting to, you know, we have to get a colored person as, let me rephrase that. We have to get an African American actor to play either Reed Richards or Sue Storm. So if they name drop Nathaniel Richards.
Yeah.
Because he's like a great descent.
Yeah.
But then it'll be like, well, it doesn't make sense. Like he's Reed Richards and thing were white and he's not white, so how blah blah blah. Well, that's what I mean. Like it won't kind of don't want to get too political.
Yeah. In this well, he's thing, supposed to be like 1,000 years in the future.
Well, he's from the 31st century anyways.
Yeah, so surely there could be a couple generations where some of them got married to African Americans or something like that.
Yeah, definitely. Well,
who knows?
But yeah, I got a feeling like what you said was correct. He is Nathaniel Richards.
Yeah.
Because he said he invented a device that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And you know what I loved about this thing is that this is for the first time we've ever seen Loki shit scared.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he's never afraid. Like, even against Thanos, that guy wrecked everything.
Yeah.
And he still wasn't afraid.
That's right.
He came up against the TVA. He wasn't afraid. He came up against Sylvie. Wasn't afraid. Came up with different variants of himself, wasn't afraid. But this thing scared him so much.
Yeah, yeah.
I just want to, like, man, wow.
Just emphasize that, yeah.
wow. And the way that they did it, oh my God, like, dude, you know what? If Sylvie doesn't get the amount of hate that Peter Quill got in Infinity War, then I don't know.
I don't think she's getting that hate because everyone...
she has to get that hate, man. She went against Loki.
I know. Everyone's crushing on her, man. So they're just like...
I know. But, like, everyone was crushing on Star-Lord. Like, it's Chris Pratt. Come on.
Yeah. And then it's funny, every time they release something, right, they just start crushing on the actors. Like, they were crushing on Florence Pugh in Black Widow.
Oh, my God, Florence Pugh, holy shit. Wow.
They were crushing on Wanda Maximoff.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
they're crushing on Bucky.
Oh, man. I have so many friends that are just all over Bucky. They love the guy so much. Just absolutely adore the guy.
Oh, mate, it's so good. You know what's funny? I was listening to this. I was watching this thing, and it was like I think it was like a Marvel. I don't know if it was for Marvel for something else, but they had Tom Hiddleston and Chris Evans, like talking to an audience.
Yeah.
And they were telling the story, and then Tom Hiddleston was telling the story. He goes, we all went out to this club and stuff, and it was like everyone was dancing, drinking, having fun and stuff. And then you look at the back, the two Chris's standing there, just, you know, not enjoying, not even partying, not even having fun or anything.
Yeah.
Conversation was literally Evans. How do you get that spot on your arm, mate? How do you get that spot? Hemsworth. Ah, I don't know, mate. Just work out really hard.
mate,
do you want to add in more to this?
I think we've gone through everything that we need to talk about with Loki, right?
Yeah.
Any other things that come to your mind?
Let's do theories, fan theories. What fan theories did you hear about this?
Heard quite a bit.
Quite a bit, yeah.
Some of the theories were at like at the end of time, it would have been like the older version of Loki, like the classic Loki.
Yeah, like classic. It was classic Loki.
Yeah.
All along, kind of.
Yeah, or like Miss Minutes, and she was there.
She was there.
Kind of interesting that it was a they gave it like a jump scare. That was like, whoa.
Yeah.
I was not expecting that. Like, they just walk in, they start walking down the hall, and then all of a sudden, boom. Like,
boom. Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay. What was the other ones? There was a couple. But those are kind of like the main ones that I can think of right now. Yeah.
The one that just was kind of sticking out, there was a few that was sticking out, was that Morbius was a variant of Howard Stark.
Oh yeah, I saw that one. Yeah,
yeah, that was a big
no?
one.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
What? What?
You can debunk that one.
Yeah, no, geez, throw that in the bin. No, the other one was that it was a variant of Morbius. That was the end of time. The reason why was that in Endgame, Tony uses like a Morbius timeline or something.
Oh, right, yeah, yeah.
Or something. Invert it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then that's where people started going, oh, it could be Mobius because,
yeah,
you know, somehow they, like, he's the creator of time and, you know, they use his theories and stuff. Yeah, and I was like,
nah.
I was like, oh, but I legit was like, if it's Morbius, if it's him, I'll hands down would be okay with it. I would not care. I would be okay with that.
Yeah. If they gave him a jet ski, yeah.
No. As in like, it's a different variant of him. Not the same one.
Yeah.
Different variant of him.
Yeah.
And they made him like pure evil and just like the complete opposite of what Mobius was.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would have been amazing. I would have done that. But they gave us something even better.
Oh, yeah.
Instead.
So good.
Yeah. I told you he's Jonathan Majors is such a fantastic actor.
Yeah, I was not expecting that at all.
Nah.
And he absolutely nailed it.
Nailed it.
Absolutely.
Dude, that reveal came quite early on.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting the reveal to come in that
but
early.
But, like, it was to show off... I feel like it was to show off the acting because...
I had to be.
Did you see? Like, he basically told both Lokis, sit down, I'm taking it from here.
Yeah, yeah.
And basically half the episode is just him talking.
Yeah, but the way he changes the voice, his tone and his laugh and chuckles and stuff like that.
I love it. It's so good.
It was amazing the way... And then Sylvie kills him, and then you just see this thing just go.
Yeah, it's going into madness.
Madness, and then you can tell like.
There's your setup.
Like this, there's your setup for like the next. There's your setup for Spider-Man No Way Home.
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently, I saw a bit of a leak footage for the new Spider-Man trailer.
Oh really?
Apparently, Rhino is in it as well. Apparently.
Okay.
But then again, it could be a fake out and it could have just been some random, just...
Maybe.
Random edited...
Maybe.
But you've seen Amazing Spider-Man 2, right?
Yeah. And
the Andrew Garfield one.
Is that the one with the Electro. Lizard?
Oh, No, Electra.
I've seen parts of it. I haven't seen the whole thing.
Yeah. So, do you remember the first fight between him and Electra in the city? Vaguely, yeah. So, it's like a nighttime battle and stuff. So, they pretty much have that fight and that's what the trailer was showing. It was showing like they were fighting, but Rhino was there as well. And there was like, and then you see Tom Holland Spider-Man and Andrew Garfield Spider-Man.
Mm.
But like then again, like
I don't know what to believe. It could be a fan edit.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It could be a mad fan edit.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, did you want to add anything else onto that?
No, I think that's pretty much it. Kind of interesting at the end of the episode 6, like the final episode.
Yeah.
We see Mobius again with B-13 or B-15, whatever her name is. And they're different.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, wow. Okay, the effects have happened already.
Yeah.
It's like after she killed Kang at the end of time, right?
Yeah.
Like it's affected everything already.
Yeah, it's already started like, yeah. Because Loki gets sent to a different timeline of the, a different multiverse of the TVA.
They've got no idea who he is.
Nah. They're like, you're an analyst, aren't you?
Yeah.
It's like, and then it's funny, it was like, does he, and then instead of saying, do they, it was, because they were, in the beginning, it was Judge Renslayer giving out the places to go get the variants and stuff.
Mm.
But in this one, it was more like, does he want us to go to these 67 different multiverses? Does he want to?
Yeah.
Yada, yada, yada. But I think that they will address this in Loki season 2. I think they'll bring this timeline back to close. I think Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness.
Yeah.
I don't think it would.
I think it's going to focus on all the other realities that are kind of just falling apart.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to focus that Loki's, that what happened was due to Loki and stuff like that, and that Kang is in that. I think that's going to be a repercussion of Spider-Man No Way Home, which I think is going to, Spider-Man No Way Home is going to be a repercussion, like a setback from Loki. But again, it won't be like it's Kang or it's Ramatut or it's
That makes me wonder when in the timeline is that happening?
Okay, so here's another thing, like I saw someone talk about this, was like, because you know on Disney Plus, when you go on Disney Plus, you've got the Marvel movies in the order to watch them in.
Oh, yeah.
So, for example, let me just give you a quick example. Oh, no. Back.
Because I'm wondering, since Spider-Man Far From Home, Spider-Man Far From Home is supposed to be after WandaVision, after Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Mm-hmm. No, Far From Home is before that.
No, it's after.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I thought it was before. I thought it was after.
So it's like 6 months after the events of...
Wasn't it 3?
6 months after the events of Endgame.
I thought it was 3.
Not too sure about that. So that leads me to believe that this multiverse event is happening right at the end of Far From Home.
Okay, hold on. Timeline. Oh, 8 months after.
Okay, that's even further.
So that's 8 months. When does
Loki episode 6 has to align with that?
Falcon and Winter Soldier.
I think Falcon and Winter Soldier is like 6 weeks?
Weeks.
Or 6 months?
No, a few months ago. So maybe a couple of months. Oh, yeah, 6 months.
Yeah, so 6 months. WandaVision's like right after.
Right after.
And Far From Home is 8 months.
So that's what it is there. But here's the thing. So, see the Marvel Cinematic Universe in timeline order?
Yeah.
Here's the thing with that. That, so see how it goes, Captain America, Captain Marvel, whatever, it's going in time, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Loki, apparently, is meant to be here after Avengers.
Well, part of it, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's not meant to be.
No.
Because, see, if Black Widow got released around this time.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Or if it got released before Infinity War or after Infinity War, it would have been perfect.
Yeah.
It would have been perfect. I don't want to spoil it, but due to a few scenes in that, it would have made the movie even better. But Loki is actually taking place the same time Endgame is taking place.
Mm.
So what is happening is basically that timeline that branched out, the new one, started the same time Endgame was happening. It didn't start back in 2012. That started the same time Endgame was happening, right? Yeah. So when they are doing the battle, right?
Mm.
That could have been episode one. And then the events of WandaVision could have happened during episode 2 and 3. The events of Falcon and Winter Soldier could have happened 4 and 5.
Yeah.
The events of Far From Home could have happened in episode 6.
Mm. Yep. Yeah. So and then it kind of matches up.
Because you don't know how long they've been looking for Sylvie for.
No. Yeah, exactly.
Because time moves different.
Yeah.
So, you know, he could have been there for 2 years, a year and stuff.
Yeah.
But also in saying that, like, that's what I mean. So Loki's timeline is in direct with the MCU timeline.
Mm.
So Loki is not meant to be set in 2012. Yeah, Loki, Loki... That's Loki from 2012.
Yes.
But when they take him back to the TVA, it's the present time.
Or future.
For future. But what I mean is, no, it's the present time because of the, we're talking MCU timeline. We're not talking ahead or behind. It's meant to be the same timeline as the MCU.
Yeah.
So it's the present timeline that it's happening.
Yeah.
Due to that, that's where we could get that No Way Home.
Yeah. I think with No Way Home,
pause. We're up to an hour.
Yeah.
So whatever.
All good.
Wrap it up quickly. Yeah.
Yep. So yeah, it's going to be interesting to see Far From Home. I feel like right at the start of the movie, it's just going to be nuts because you know how at the end of Far From Home, Peter's just like, "What the?" when he got exposed. Yeah. I think literally minutes after that, like the whole like multiverse is just going to split open and everything's just going to. So I'm excited.
That'd be awesome, but
yeah.
Looking forward to that. That's enough for Loki today. So Josh, what have you been up like? Have you been watching anything recently besides Loki?
No anime right now. I mean, I'm waiting for Demon Slayer season 2, which has been teased recently. Yep. So that should be coming out soon, hopefully. What else?
That's going to be out on Demon Slayer's on Netflix, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
What else have I been doing? Not much. I've been working on a few videos here and there, so you can check those out if you haven't already.
When are you going to do a stream again?
Man, I haven't done a stream in a hot minute. Probably going to do a stream on Saturday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Nice, I'm going to be playing A Plague Tale, if you've heard of that game.
I'm interested. Interested to see. Solo campaign or...?
Yeah, it's a solo campaign.
Yeah.
I think. And it's about rats.
So pretty much what's happening in country New South Wales at the moment.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
How about you?
I'm just going through the MCU movies again.
Yeah.
But I've been speed watching them, so pretty much just
two times speed, yeah.
Not two times speed. I'm more like skipping 10 seconds.
Okay. Yeah.
Just so I could
get a refresher.
And see if I've missed out on things.
Yeah.
Spotted things that I haven't.
Mm-hmm.
But besides that, I'm going to do a review of Black Widow.
Oh yeah.
So that'll come out probably after this episode.
Yeah.
So once we drop this one, Black Widow, I'll do a Black Widow review on that. Because that movie, Florence Pugh, great actor, great actress.
Are you planning to do some solo podcasts?
Yeah, just on reviews and stuff. Something
reviews,
like,
yeah.
Because I can't do the review if you haven't seen it, because I don't want to spoil it for sense. You and stuff. Yeah.
And that helps you get more content out as well.
Yeah, because I don't want to, like, you know, ruin the movie for you, just in case you do want to watch it and stuff. Yep. Like, you know, if you do want to.
Yeah.
So I don't want to say it and then it's like, oh, man, spoilers. Yeah. But all I'm going to say is just when you're watching it, just keep in mind that this movie is meant to happen before Infinity War.
Yeah. So not have too high expectations.
Keep your mind,
I heard Red Guardian stole the show.
Nah.
Yeah?
Nah.
That's not true?
Yelena, Florence Pugh stole the show.
Okay.
He had some good moments, but she was better.
There's a reason why, and I think that she's going to set up future Black Widow.
Look, I don't want to say anything.
Okay,
Because that would literally ruin the movie.
Oh, you know what? I have a thought in my head now.
Say it, and I won't say anything.
Okay, all right. Thunderbolt Ross gives Yelena Belova Super Soldier Serum.
You could not be more further away from from that than
from that.
You cannot be. But this makes me think. If COVID, like when you watch it, like, because obviously they did some reshoots and stuff, but if COVID wasn't there, would this part happen? If you watch it, then you'll realize what I mean.
Okay. Yeah.
If that scene was changed due to COVID.
Yeah.
Or due to it being released at a later time.
Yeah.
Was that scene changed for that reason and stuff, blah, 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 blah. But yeah, what I'm going to say is don't expect the world from this movie. Like, all I'm going to say is, The reason why I'm liking this movie is because I don't think this is a spoiler at all, but it's pretty much Winter Soldier.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say. That's as much information I'll give you.
Okay.
But
yep.
It's pretty much Winter Soldier.
Okay.
That Black Widow. So that's all I'm going to say. But yeah, man, think we'll wrap it up for today.
All right.
Think we'll give it a go for today. But yeah, Josh, where can they find you, man?
Just search for at Squishy Joshy, and if you want to find me on Instagram, it's Squishy _ Joshy.
Yeah, cool, awesome. We'll have Josh's links down below. Same with our podcast links. You can just go to Google and type up Mad About Pop, Mad About Pop Culture Podcast, and we'll come up. And yeah, guys, we'll see you on the next episode.
See you.
Laters.
Bye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.